April 30th, Psalm 73.
A Psalm of Asaph. Truly God is good to Israel, to those who are pure in heart. But as for me, my feet had almost stumbled, my steps had nearly slipped, for I was envious of the arrogant when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. For they have no pangs until death, their bodies are fat and sleek, they are not in trouble as others are, they are not stricken like the rest of mankind. Therefore pride is their necklace, violence covers them as a garment. Their eyes swell out through fatness, their hearts overflow with follies. They scoff and speak with malice, loftily they threaten oppression. They set their mouths against the heavens, and their tongue struts through the earth. Therefore his people turn back to them and find no fault in them. And they say, "How can God know? Is there knowledge in the Most High?" Behold, these are the wicked, always at ease, they increase in riches. All in vain have I kept my heart clean and washed my hands in innocence. For all the day long I have been stricken and rebuked every morning. If I had said, "I will speak thus," I would have betrayed the generation of your children. But when I thought how to understand this, it seemed to me a wearisome task, until I went into the sanctuary of God. Then I discerned their end. Truly, you set them in slippery places. You make them fall to ruin. How they are destroyed in a moment, swept away utterly by terrors. Like a dream when one awakes, O Lord, when you rouse yourself, you despise them as phantoms. When my soul was embittered, when I was pricked in heart, I was brutish and ignorant. I was like a beast toward you. Nevertheless, I am continually with you. You hold my right hand. You guide me with your counsel. And afterward, you will receive me to glory. Whom have I in heaven but you? And there is nothing on earth that I desire besides you. My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. For behold, those who are far from you shall perish. You put an end to everyone who is unfaithful to you. But for me, it is good to be near God. I have made the Lord God my refuge, that I may tell of all your works.
What to do when the wicked prosper? Douglas Sean O'Donnell. While Asaph begins this psalm with an affirmation of the goodness of God, this thought emerged only after the darkness of doubt described in verses 2 through 15. Asaph's envy of the arrogant had eclipsed his view of God's goodness. As he witnessed earthly injustice, the wicked prospering and the righteous suffering, he almost slipped into apostasy. My feet had almost stumbled, verse 2. It took a renewed vision to sustain him. A visit to the temple, I went into the sanctuary of God, verse 17, was the cure for his spiritual short-sightedness. There, with God's people and in God's presence, he saw what happens to those who oppose God and his people. I discerned their end, verse 17. Those who have thought of God as deaf, dumb, and blind will face the hearing, listening, and seeing judge. Their oppressions have not gone unobserved, and they will not go unpunished. Their scoffing will soon be stopped. The wicked shall perish. God has set them in slippery places. Without warning, without a chance to escape or hope of future restoration, God will cut the chain of their pride and they will fall headlong into justice. But it is more than divine justice that sustains the psalmist. It is God himself. In four of the most heartfelt, beautiful, and uplifting verses in Scripture, Asaph sings of God's personal sustaining presence, his promise of guidance into heavenly glory, and his supremacy over all that earth has to offer.
God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever, verse 26. Having once envied the prosperity of the wicked, now he confesses that nothing in heaven or on earth is more desirable than God. To be near God is to possess far more than the wicked have and more than all that the world can offer. Psalm 73 comforts us with the knowledge that God is caringly in control. It assures us that, at the end of earthly history, all the riddles of this puzzling world will be solved, the scales of justice balanced, and the sorrows of the pure in heart mended. More than that, it reminds us of our Savior, who showed absolute trust in the Father's will despite all the difficulties he faced, despite his sufferings at the hands of evil men, even to the point of death on a cross. In fact, that very cross is the absolute assurance that God is absolutely just, evil was dealt with, and absolutely good, he saves all who have made him their refuge.